You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, that's right. We're now joined by Labour Deputy Leader Calvin Davis. Kia ora, Calvin. How are you today?
Kia ora, I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to hear. So I thought we'd just touch briefly today on prisons. So People Against Prisons Aotearoa were taken to court by the police recently. In the case, the court documents stated that their group had been wiretapped by police since being under arrest. The response didn't seem proportionate to their crimes, which were trespassing. I mean, I was wondering if you had any sort of comment on that.
Well, it's the first I've heard about it, but, you know, I'd be very concerned about police wiretapping anybody, really, unless there's a real certain threat to our community. I don't think the People Against Prisons is a group that's really going to cause much damage to New Zealand society or, you know, any sort of real threat. So, you know, that'd be a real concern. I just think wiretapping is something that the authorities would engage in if there was just a very serious and imminent threat to New Zealand's safety.
Yeah, so they were protesting solitary confinement in prisons. I mean, do you think that this is something that the police are particularly strong on? Why would they want to wiretap them for protesting that?
Yeah, I mean, and how is that a threat to New Zealand's security by protesting about conditions in prisons? I don't think it is a threat. And so, you know, it just makes me concerned if that is the case, that they were wiretapped. And on the issue of solitary confinement, I think, did you say? You know, that's a condition in prisons. It does exist, but it's something that prisons should use sparingly. You know, if somebody is, you know, has issues, has problems in the prison, you don't sort of make them better by throwing them in a concrete box and for, you know, days or weeks at end and saying, you know, come out a better person. So, you know, I agree entirely with their position of those guys who are protesting about solitary confinement, but why the police or anybody, why any agency would need to wiretap that group because of a protest about that, or a protest about anything really, is beyond me.
So the Conservative use of solitary confinement, is that Labour's policy?
It should only be used in the most serious of for the most serious of reasons, but also bear in mind that many prisoners experience solitary confinement of the sort if they're in a cell and they're locked up there for 23 hours out of a day. You know, that's a form of solitary confinement, and again, it's not really conducive to people coming out of prison better than when they went in. You know, people we're all social beings, and we just about every single person in the world wants somebody else to communicate with and liaise with, and to be locked up in concrete boxes for extended periods of time just isn't good to anyone's development.
I mean, there wasn't much talk about prisons during the election. I mean, what is Labour's policy if you were to form a government? On solitary confinement.
Like I said, to use it only in the most serious of instances, and that would be, without going into details, I couldn't really give you an example what a most serious incident is, but basically for the safety of a person or other persons, I guess, would be the physical safety. You wouldn't want anyone being maimed or killed by somebody who needs to be separated for a brief period of time, but it should be used sparingly and until the situation has subsided, in my personal view.
While we're on the topic of prisons, I was just wondering, will private prisons such as the one out in Whitty have a future in the Labour government?
The government's locked us into, I think it was a 30-year contract, which is really hard to break, but if circumstances do permit, or basically if we hold Serco to the terms of their contract and they breach them, well then we'd look at, having corrections take over the prison, pretty much like they did at Mount Eden, where they weren't living up to the terms of their contract, and it was deemed that they weren't fit enough to run that remand facility. But because the government